Well, I wanted to ask you. I had a very pleasant day until now today, and I have heard lots of stories of people that are joining the Ahmadiyya group, and still I hear a certain call for reuniting the whole group of Ahmadiyya believers into one united country or something like that. We have been talking about the past until now. Maybe you could explain us what you will see for the future for the Ahmadiyya group. Maybe living together with all sorts of civilizations, or do you think within the group of Muslim countries around the Middle East that there would be a significant role for the Ahmadiyya group or some country or something like
you
that?
You see, I think I have not been able fully to grasp your question, but whatever I have understood, I'll try to answer. If you mean that despite differences between Ahmadiyya ideology and the ideologies of rest of Muslims and Christians and Hindus as well, what plan do we have to come to a better understanding of cohabiting the same world with the rest of the society? Is that what you wanted to ask?
Well, I think...
Or was it different? So please explain yourself first.
I have to rephrase it a little bit. Like the Jews had a promised land.
Yes.
How do you look at future? Do you say, well, we also are searching for a promised land?
Oh, I understand.
Like
yes.
And together with all the effects I mentioned, all those countries that are Muslim founded, how can it be that you haven't got somewhere?
Okay. No, I understand. Thank you. The fact is that we do not overemphasize lands and the values of territories. We emphasize the value of human territory and the hearts. It is the hearts which matter, which must be won. That is the real promised land, which have been promised to all religions, in fact. You see, in short, I'll remind you of one answer I gave to in Spain to a correspondent. When I visited Spain for the first time, they had in the background the 800 years of Muslim rule in Spain. So they were really very suspicious of our intent. Why did we have a renewed interest in Spain at all? So, one correspondent, very politely of course, but making it very clear, said to me that, is not 800 years of rule enough? Why have you come again? I said, yes, I'll tell you. I said, I have come again to regain with love what was lost by sword. I'm not interested in your territory. I'm interested in your hearts. So, if that is objectionable, then of course you have every right to oppose me. But if an attempt to win hearts is objectionable, then there is no order left in human thinking. So, we believe in that victory. We work for the improvement of relationship not only between man and God, which is essential of course, but also simultaneously between man and man. That is why when you meet us in this society, you'll find many things in common with us. Because, as I was discussing it with His Worship the Mayor, I love this area because we already find many things in common between us and the Protestants living in this area. They are peaceful. They are more moral than anywhere else in Europe. And there is a sense of calm and peace prevailing here, which encaptures you. So this is exactly our dream of creating the atmosphere in the whole world. Then later on, in that ideal atmosphere, the ideologies can be discussed. in the right atmosphere, in the right climate. If this ground is not prepared for the discussion of ideologies, then the discussion of ideologies will always lead to bloodshed and hatred. So this is our ultimate goal.